Well, thank you for joining us here at Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson, joined as always by Kent Steinbeck. We're coming to you from Herb's House Coffee and here in Dallas, Texas. And we are looking today at the Ten Commandments, and we're looking at the fourth of the Ten Commandments. We're looking at Exodus 20, verse 8. I want you to get your Bible, turn with me to Exodus 20, verse 8. It's a very short commandment, but it's a very important commandment. It says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. God is the speaker, and God commands us to remember, to never forget. Why would he say this? Because we are prone to forget this. We are prone to put this on a back shelf, the importance and the weightiness of this. So he says, remember, keep this on the forefront of your mind. The Sabbath day. Now, the Sabbath day was the last day of the week. It was, for us on a calendar, Saturday. Really from sundown on Friday to sundown on Saturday. And it was, the word Sabbath means to rest, to cease from labor. And what God is saying is that there needs to be one day out of the week that you set aside to him, especially to him. Now, there's a sense in which every day is sanctified and set apart to God. We are to do all things for the glory of God. But there is to be one day that is especially, unusually reserved for the worship of God. And in that day, to keep his name holy. God is holy, which means God is set apart, that God is transcendent, that God is high and lifted up and raised above the muck and the mire of this world, that there is a separation between God and his creation. God is elevated, if you will. And there is to be one day out of the week in which that one day is to be holy, that one day is to be elevated, that one day is to be raised above the common or the secular, that one day is to be unusually given to God and given to the worship of God. And that day in the Old Testament was what would be for us Saturday, but when Jesus was raised from the dead, Kent, the church began to meet on the first day of the week, on Sunday. And there was no correction by the apostles of this. In fact, the apostles were leading in this. There's not a section in 1 Corinthians or a section in Romans or Ephesians in which Paul has to correct the church. No, you need to go back to Saturday. No, it was as if to affirm you're going in the right direction now. And the same can be said of the general epistles of James and Hebrews and John, 1st and 2nd, 3rd John and 1st, 2nd Peter and Jude. And so we now worship God on what it was called the Lord's Day. And the Lord's Day became that day that the church set aside to worship the risen Christ. And so this is the only one of the Ten Commandments, in my estimation, in which there's a slight tweak as we go from the Old Testament to the New Testament. Now, there are many Christians who are fine, upstanding Christians who still consider Sunday to be the Christian Sabbath. I think it's just the Lord's Day myself. But nevertheless, they love God, and many of them love God more than I love God and give strict care to the Word of God. But here's what's important, is that gathering with God's people on Sunday is very important. Can you eat in a restaurant on Sunday? I think yes. Could you go walk around the block on Sunday? Yes. Could you play a game on Sunday? I think yes. But because all the strict requirements really pertain to the Sabbath. However, there is to be a prioritizing of Sunday because there is to be a prioritizing of God in our lives. And so that's why we meet on Sunday. But it's a very important day. And it's a day to be given uniquely to the worship of God. So, Kent, let's talk about this. But we are to keep a day of worship as consecrated and hallowed and priority.
Steve, as you know, there's a lot of questions on this commandment.
Yeah.
Is it still hold true today? And I guess it's just the first question somebody'd say, does this exact commandment hold true in the New Testament?
I think in principle.
In principle.
But not with all of the regulating specifics. Mm-hmm. It used to be, and I've been in homes where all the food was cooked on Saturday so that the wife would not do any work on Sunday. I know people who will not fly in an airplane on Sunday. Mm-hmm. I know people who will not stay in a hotel on Sunday.
Yeah.
I think that's to go beyond the intent here. As we come into the New Testament, that Christ is now our Sabbath rest, and we have come to rest in Christ, who is the fulfillment of this. However, I think there is a creation account or a creation model in which God himself rested on the seventh day. God obviously was not tired. God did not need rest because he had become drained, but he was setting an example for us. I think a Sabbath principle that there needs to be built into our Christian lives, a periodic time that is designated for rest and to cease from our work and to uniquely focus upon God.
But you're saying to say a set of rules, you shouldn't hunt or fish or do something on Sunday is not necessarily
in my estimation that would be legalistic.
Right.
To impose a rule upon someone that was not intended to be placed there by God.
Right. All right. So I guess this is a really kind of another hot question for believers.
Oh, I love hot questions.
Is it, we're seeing so much now. When we grew up, we had the blue laws, you remember, and restaurants were closed and stores were closed on Sunday.
Yeah.
And we see a huge push now, Steve, for doing things on Sunday as a form of entertainment. And speak to that for a minute. And you see this push for sports. You see the push for all these things that we do on a Sunday. What do you think that means, and how should we handle that as believers?
Well, that's a hard question to
answer. You have 90 seconds. You can do it.
Man, you just pulled the pin out of that hand grenade and just tossed it here on the table and want me to jump on it. I think it would be legalistic for me to now begin to go through each one of those individually and say, you can do this, can't do that, can do this, can't do that. You can give 30 minutes to this, but no more. I think every Christian in their heart has to walk by faith and has to, in essence, work this out in their own Christian life. Is it wrong to go into a store and buy milk on Sunday? I can't say that that's wrong.
Yeah.
But if you're doing that instead of going to church, if you're doing that and it becomes a distraction from God being worshiped in your life, then I do think that that becomes becomes wrong.
Sure.
And if a wife does need to cook on Saturday so that she can be with the family around the table as they replay the sermon and they talk among themselves about the truth that they just heard in church, that might be a very wise choice so that the wife and mother can be a part of talking about the Word of God. So I think wisdom... And discernment and discretion plays a big part in this.
One more question. I got to ask this. What if your job requires you to work on Sunday?
Yeah, that's a tough one, Kent. I think...
We have pro athletes. We have, you know, a lot of things where people are required sometimes on Sunday to work.
Well, the early church probably had to meet on Sunday night because they were working on Sunday morning because they lived in the Roman Empire. And in really a godless culture, as we now live in a godless culture. And when we read the book of Acts, we actually, each time we see them taking the Lord's Supper, it was always on Sunday night, which is interesting.
It is.
And one reason for that is the Exodus took place at night. But another reason is the early church probably was working on Sunday morning. They were slaves in their master's house. So I don't think that it's in and of itself a sin to work on a Sunday, as long as you are worshiping God with your church family when they gather together. And if that becomes a hindrance to you, then I think you need to seriously think about another job so that you would be, in essence, in church on Sunday. And not just meeting with some people in a park, and that's not really a church, per se. A church could meet in a park, but you know what I'm saying. No, you need to be where there are elders, the preaching of the word, the singing to God, practice of church discipline, etc. You need to be in that kind of a body, I think, on the Lord's day. Well, Kent, those are phenomenal questions. Thank you for the challenge of trying to answer those. We went a little bit longer, but thank you for watching us today on Steadfast Hope. And I just trust that as you pray about this, that God will sort this out in your own mind, in your own heart, and that you will be a worshiper of God on the Lord's day. Every blessing to you in Christ. Thank you.